हरे कृष्ण। এখানে রয়েছে পাঠ বাংলা বলছেন, রয়েছে বলছেন না উপরে বাংলা অনুবাদ হচ্ছে। গুরু There's a place here for Prabhupada disciples, cushions.
বিশ্রাম দেনা গুরু সেবা
సాధువాఖ్యానువాచనం సద్ధర్మమిచ్ఛావోగాది త్యాగ కృష్ణస్య హేతవే. One's first duty is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. The student or disciple should be very inquisitive. He should be eager to know the complete truth about eternal religion, Sanatana Dharma. The words Guru Shushushaya mean that one should personally serve the spiritual master by giving him bodily comforts, helping him in bathing, dressing, sleeping, eating, and so on. This is called Guru Shushushana. A disciple should serve the spiritual master as a menial servant. Whatever he has in his possession should be dedicated to the spiritual master. Pranayama, Artaya, Diyavacha. Everyone has his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his works. And all of them should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the via medium of the spiritual master. Everything should be offered to the spiritual master as a matter of duty, but the offering should be made to the spiritual master with heart and soul, not artificially to gain material prestige. This offering is called arpana. Moreover, one should live among devotees, saintly persons, to learn etiquette and proper behavior of devotional service. Śrīla Viśvanātha Cakravarti Thakura remarks in this connection that whatever is offered to the spiritual master should be offered with love and affection, not for material adoration. Similarly, it is recommended that one associate with devotees, but there must be some discrimination. Actually, a sadhu, a saintly person, must be saintly in his behavior. Sadhavasat achara. Unless one adheres to the standard behavior of one's position as a sadhu, a saintly person is not complete. Therefore, a Vaishnava, a sadhu, must completely adhere to the standard of behavior. Śrīla Viśvanātha Cakravarti Thakura says that a Vaishnava, a person initiated into the Vaishnava cult, should be offered the respect befitting a Vaishnava, which means that he should be offered service and prayers. However, one should not associate with him if he is not a fit person with whom to associate. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport to Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 30 and 31 of Srimad Bhagavatam, what Prahlad learned in the womb. Hari Om Tatsat. Sarupa Goswami, the nectar of devotion, advises we should always take shelter of our bona fide guru. Then we take initiation. Then we make inquiries. Then we do service. These things are all recommended. So in this verse, it also says we need to accept bona fide spiritual master, render service to him with great devotion and faith. This is the Guru Parampara system. I took the shelter of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and trying to render service to him devotion and faith. Don't have any other purpose in my life. And this is the system that similarly disciples, they serve their guru with devotion and faith. Sometimes the disciples say, how can I have connection with my Guru? But everything we're offering to Krishna, all the services we do, we're offering to the Guru Parampara. We're offering to our Guru, then to his Guru, he offers to his Guru. And this way it goes up to Krishna. And this way one has constant connection. Also, this verse is encouraging, describes about the Babu Seva, calling Guru Su Shrushanam, serving as a menial servant, helping in his daily activities. Prabhupada says here, helping in bathing, dressing, sleeping, eating, and so on. Some devotees are cooking for their gurus, some are doing some personal service. This will be called Bapu Seva. Guru Puja is also Bapu Seva. When the guru is not present, then we have to serve his instructions, his body. Carrying out his instructions. This way, reminded how some devotees are very fortunate, their spiritual masters are present, they're in good standing, able to serve them, follow their instructions. Some disciples, spiritual masters have left the world. We have Tamakrishna Maharaj, Lord Govinda Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Bhakti Sri Damodar Maharaj. Krishna has already called them back for other services. So their disciples don't have so much opportunity to do Bapu Seva. They can't carry out the orders of the spiritual master. One of the services that all the devotees can do is also to serve the Vaishnavas. And especially since ISKCON is a family, we're all following the instructions of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We're carrying out His orders, trying to fulfill His mission. We should reach out not only to one's God brothers, God sisters, but also to the other Vaishnavas. They're all cousins, uncles, and appropriately according to their situation, also encourage them and serve them. When I was in Accra, Ghana, one of Gopal Krishna Maharaj's disciples invited me to his house, and they gave me very nice hosting. And I go to Belgaum, Radhanath Swami disciple has me stay in his house. There's one family. Sometimes, even though they're not disciples, but they serve so nice. This is a standard of Vaishnava Seva, not only serving the senior Vaishnava, encouraging other devotees, especially reaching out to those devotees who don't have spiritual master, so that they can feel very much loving part of Prabhupada's movement. We're very fortunate. Many are very fortunate to have their spiritual master. I was present once in the room. Prabhupada was preaching to one disciple who was in a depressed state. And he asked him, Aravinda Das, he asked him, why are you feeling depressed? He wouldn't answer. He said, I can understand if the Guru is far away, if you're having some problem, you can't solve it. But I'm here. So any question, any problem you can ask me, I can try to solve it, I can help you. So the spiritual masters have a present, they can take the help. The Prabhupada told them, I order you to be happy. Nice order. Disciples should be happy in the presence of the spiritual master. So like this, Prabhupada was really concerned that he saw one disciple unhappy, he was concerned how to help. And then Prabhupada had so many disciples, so he asked his senior disciples to help them to take care of the junior disciples. So that was going on. All the devotees, someone more in touch with Srila Prabhupada directly, they would help the younger devotees during Srila Prabhupada's times. Now the devotees are very fortunate. Those who are the grand disciples, they not only have the senior god brothers and god sisters to get help from. There's so many brothers and sisters of the Guru who are also in good standing. So they're like spiritual uncles and aunties. They should be offered respect according to their position. They should get some mercy from them. Respect them. Prabhupada has given us a legacy of a lot of Vaishnava support. When his spiritual master left, there was a lot of fighting within the Gaudiya Math. Everybody was kind of on their own. He tried to work with different god brothers, but because he was a very active preacher, very charismatic, people started to approach him and ask him for initiation. Some of his god brothers felt threatened because they didn't have the system where everybody could be a guru. Now GBC is saying all the Prabhupada disciples should be encouraged to be gurus. Whoever's in good standing, they can help take care of devotees. But that wasn't the situation. And in Prabhupada's, everybody had their own mat, their own institution. There was one guru for each institution. So they're advising him, go out and make your own institution. So finally he had, although he wanted to just work with his god brothers and help them, but it wasn't, they didn't want it. So then finally he went out, he established ISKCON. Not because he didn't want to cooperate or didn't want to just make his own thing. There was really no other choice. This was the advice everyone was giving him. But within ISKCON, Prabhupada made it much more of a family situation, which was, from what we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavad, Bhakti, Ratnakara, any other historical books of Chaitanya, past times, there was that kind of support and that kind of Vaishnava interaction. Kala Krishna Das came back with Lord Chaitanya. He had had a fall down in South India. Lord Chaitanya had to personally save him from the Bhattacharis. Then when he came back, he said, actually, this devotee had a fall down, so it's not good that he be my personal servant. Also that personal servant should be in very good standing. Personal servants of the Guru. So all this time, for 6 years, he was serving Lord Chaitanya every day, doing the menial service, guru-disciple type of service. But afterwards, Lord Chaitanya said, I don't want to keep him as a personal servant. So he was in a state of shock. So Nityananda Prabhu and the other Vaishnavas, they met together and they thought, how can we help Kala Krishna Das? They thought, we can send him back to Bengal, because here he is in anxiety. He's with Lord Chaitanya, but he can't serve him. There he can tell everybody all the pastimes that he witnessed for 6 years traveling with Lord Chaitanya. The devotees in Bengal will be very happy. Later, Nityananda engaged him in different services. And as I understand, he made him one of his 64 mahantas. He also authorized him later to be a bona fide guru. Because when he went to his samadhi, next to his samadhi is a disciple samadhi. So he was also initiating later. So that was by mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So there was that kind of Vaishnava support. Not that you're not my disciple, so I don't worry about you. Kala Krishna Das was a Vaishnava, he was in the community. So they all took care of him, all the Vaishnavas. It was a mercy. We went to South India. We went to the holy places in Tamil Nadu of the Sri Sampradaya. There they also encouraged to do Vaishnava Seva, to feed the Vaishnavas, to bathe their feet, to drink their foot water. That's part of their culture, to respect the Vaishnavas. So Guru, Vaishnava, we serve Guru because he's a Vaishnava, because he's also representing Krishna for us. Krishna comes to us in two forms, externally as the Diksha Shiksha Guru, and internally as Chaitya Guru. So he's helping us, he's guiding us. But also we need that the senior disciples should help the junior disciples, help the guru. I got a very good news. Somehow, last Sunday, they already observed the Vyas Puja of Jayaputraka Swami in Houston. Because it was Sunday, so they did it Sunday early. And there the president was saying that because he's working with some of my disciples, that he appreciated, you can see the fruit, the tree by the fruit, that the disciples are doing such nice service there. So that also if every disciple can try to be a good example, that will be the glory to the guru. Be a good disciple, so then people recognize, oh, this is disciple of whoever the guru may be. Some disciples are not good examples. Some disciples are good examples. We're looking for the good examples. To be, Prabhupada says here in the purport, a person initiating the Vaishnava cult should be offered respect beginning of Vaishnava. Which means he should be offered service and prayers. However, one should associate with him if he's not a fit person with whom to associate. Someone may be a Vaishnava, may be initiated, but if they're fallen, then we respect them from the heart, but we don't intimately associate, we don't want to be pulled down if they're not practicing. If we're strong enough, we try to help them, encourage them to get back on the track. Otherwise, if we're not strong enough, then we don't intimately associate. If they're in good standing, we serve them. We even offer prayers. So I hope all the devotees, especially we have here in Mayapur, are very fortunate. And some, because we have many Prabhupada disciples here, it's an opportunity for you to serve them, to get some, offer them some prayers, and get some instruction, some advice. Many temples in the world, they have no Prabhupada disciples. They don't see them so much. Maybe some places they're not in good standing. So here we have that opportunity. Also other senior Vaishnavas, not only the Prabhupada disciples, but all the Vaishnavas in good standing. They're worthy for serving. Prabhupada also encouraged we should be sadhus. Sadhu means sadhava sat achara. Someone who has sat-achara, spiritual behavior. Behavior and more of goodness and transcendental goodness. So I appreciate all the devotees who are giving good examples, are serving the other Vaishnavas, all the disciples and all. I'm being helped by so many devotees, not only disciples, but also God brothers, God sisters, disciples of other gurus, bhaktas, bhaktins. So many devotees are helping. We were just on a safari in South India. We did many cultural programs. A lot of preaching, a lot of newspaper results. A lot of devotees in the safari are, maybe 50% are disciples of other gurus or not initiated. So they're helping so much in the preaching, tolerating a lot of difficulties. We did programs in Chennai, in Tirupati, in Rajmundry, in Tiruchi, in Madurai, in Akshi Temple, Tirunelveli, Mangalore, Udupi, many different places. So people were appreciating very much. I'm very grateful for all their help. Even though they're not, some of them are not disciples, still they were doing menial services. So these are all very good examples. And like this, we're trying to spread Prabhupada's mission. We work together as a family. We work together to please Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnavas, please Krishna. So you should offer everything to the Guru. I don't personally want anything. But you can offer to me by offering it to spreading the Krishna conscious movement. Spreading Prabhupada's mission. Spending money to have house programs and preaching and feeding Vaishnavas. Helping with Islam temples. I just need a little help for my travel. Basic needs are not so much. Whatever I give extra, then I donate it to temples. I'm giving to temples in Bangladesh, India. Krishna's mercy, we feel at every step. I was, maybe read in the newspaper, there was a first aerial attack by the Tamil Tigers in Sri Lanka. They attacked the Air Force base next to the airport. At that time I was in the airport. They thought they were attacking the airport. I was already on my airplane ready to take off in 10 minutes. And they screamed, "Evacuate! Evacuate!" We had to run out of the airplane and grab our stuff. They told us, "Run, run, get out of here, go to the..." They don't know. They thought maybe they're attacking the airport. Only took 2-3 hours later they figured out they're attacking the Air Force Base. Because they were shooting from the airport at this airplane. So everyone's hearing gunshots, bombing, 3-4B explosions. Windows are shaking. Nobody knows what's going on. The staff is running. Everybody's completely in gas. At that time, we're just remembering Lord Nishinade, Prabhupada. I don't know what's going to happen. As it was, Nishinade protected. The whole activity was 2 kilometers away, but so close you could hear that, all the bombing and everything. So like this, padam padam yadi padam, danger at every step. One never knows what's going to happen. Even in London, they're bombing people in their subways. Everywhere the world is a dangerous place now. Somehow we have to always remember Krishna. Life is very short. We want to dedicate our life to serving Guru and Krishna. According to our different ashrams, we do our respective services. Those who are in Vihastas, they're serving from the Vaishnavas, from the Grihas. They're doing their devotional service, their deity worship, following the principles given in Nectar of Devotion. Brahmacharis are distributing books and begging and doing their different services for the temples. Students are studying so they can have some knowledge to use in Krishna's service. Even Rupa Jiva Goswami also went to university and studied, but he learned Sanskrit so he could write the Vaishnava literatures. He was studying in Benares. So everything we do, we offer it to the Guru's lotus feet. We know that this is the world, it's a temporary place. We don't know how long we're going to be here. So better to use all the time we're in Krishna consciousness in the best possible way. Shatopar ki, Kantarar Siman Bhagavatam ki.